Blog Talk Radio.
All right, I feel good today. Tell them how you feel, Gerald.
Just like fire, dear Papa.
Come on, get up. Let's praise. Come on, Holy Ghost.
Just like fire,
dear Papa. Talk about the Holy Ghost fire. Come on.
Shut up in my bones. Praise the Lord and welcome to Fire, the gospel experience that is dedicated to honoring the true and only living creator God. Now is the time, beloved, to let our minds, bodies, and souls be renewed and refreshed in our relationship with this awesome, wonderful, great, magnificent God, our Father. And, of course, his precious and beautiful son, our Prince of Peace, our wonderful Messiah and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Right here on this fire gospel experience, Jesus the Christ is unashamedly and unapologetically declared to be the only Redeemer, the only acceptable Lamb of God. He is the only chosen one with the keys of life, death, hell, the grave, and our beautiful eternal life. He is our only hope and light, beloved, for this lost, dark, and dying world that we're living in. And yes, we are living in it because we have Holy Spirit God as our first fruits, as our down payment, so to speak, for our eternal life. I'm your purpose and power-driven host, Ron E. Jefferson, and I'm here to bring you the most uplifting, spiritual, soul inspirations, as well as some of the most anointed gospel music that has ever been made and ever been played. Fire is the gospel experience that will light, ignite, and fan those flames that's in your spirit, man, woman, boy, or girl, so that you can be that victorious believer in Jesus the Christ. Listen, God is not a respecter of person. No, he don't care what your last name is. He don't care what your skin color is because he made you. He don't care what side of town you live on. He don't care how much money you have or don't have. He's just looking for a humble heart to worship and fellowship with him in spirit and in truth. We will be embracing for your spiritual uplift from the book of John 14 and 7, where we listen in on a conversation with our Lord Jesus and his disciple Philip. And I'm sure the other disciples will be in the back of the room somewhere trying to ear hustle and lean in on the conversation. Our Lord is preparing all his disciples for his great sacrifice for all of our sins. That it is prophesied that the Messiah must suffer many things and then give his life for the life of many. That's you and I. But Philip struggled to understand our Lord Jesus' words. not yet realizing it's through our faith that we please the Lord. So we must be sure in what we know and believe. So we're going to be discussing know that you know. Y'all know that old saying. You better know that you know that you know. And that's what we're going to be discussing for our encouragement today. My special guest is here. Awesome, wonderful woman of God. She is an inspirational speaker. She is a cancer victor, victorious cancer survivor, as well as author from right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, very own woman of God, Trina R. Ford is here. She's going to share her testimony. She's going to share a little bit about this wonderful ministry that she has and just overall tell us how God has moved in her life to do the things that she's doing today, which honors God and blesses everyone that God sends her way. And then a little bit later on in the broadcast, we will be having word of inspiration from Woman of God. She is the Chief Executive Officer at End Time Remnant and Broadcasting Network, LLC, Woman of God, Taryn Jordan, is going to give us word of inspiration. That's just going to put the icing on the spiritual cake, so to speak. Why don't you go ahead and call your family members, friends, co-workers, neighbors, anybody that Holy Spirit God is putting in your spirit and on your mind right now. Let them know Ron E. Jefferson is back on the airwaves to honor God and to be a blessing to each and every one of y'all listening to this sanctified broadcast. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We've already had prayer. We release ourselves to you and pray that you have your way as you light the fuse that's going to set the internet and the radio airwaves on Holy Ghost sanctified fire.
Every situation is pulling me through.
There is nobody like my Jesus. Lord have mercy. Sounds of man of God, Ron Walls here on this Fire Gospel Experience, setting the table straight and letting everybody know that it is all about our Jesus, and there's nobody like him. Amen. Amen. Goes right there. My special guest is here, awesome woman of God. She is such an inspiration. She has a wonderful history here in Pine Bluff area, and I would say the surrounding area down here in Arkansas for the things that she's done in athletics. She is a Hall of Famer, and I'm trying to tell you, this young lady has done a fabulous job in living for our Lord Jesus. And I'm not going to try to tell her story. I'm going to let her tell it herself. It is certainly a pleasure and an honor to have this young lady, author, breast cancer survivor, victor, woman of God, Trina R. Ford is here on this Fire Gospel Experience. This man goes right there. Yes, amen, amen, amen. Thank you, woman of God, Trina R. Ford, for joining us. I should say welcome back. You're not a first-time guest on this Fire Gospel Experience. You've been here for Word of Inspiration. Now we want to try to get to know you and hear your testimony and the wonderful things that God is doing in your life. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Well, thank you. I'm so glad to be back. It was a wonderful experience last time, so I'm looking forward to today.
Amen, amen. Well, listen, we're not going to hold you up. We just want you to just relax and take your time and just tell us a little bit about yourself from your humble beginnings. You could just start wherever you like. If you want to share your life, what it was like when you accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, that may be a good place to start. And then I want you to just share your testimony.
Well, Brother Ron, I got to tell everybody that I'm a product of the Delta, born in West Helena, Arkansas, and raised there for a few years, and then I moved on to Northeast Arkansas. But I got to tell you, my dad always told the story of how we went out to a tent revival, and my mom was reminding me the other day that it was because of me that everybody else got baptized again at the tent revival. So that is what I remember most about accepting Christ. It was a free invitation by the preacher that night to, if you want to be baptized again and your spirit renewed, to come up. And it was nothing that nobody made anybody else do, but at the age of 6 or 7,
wow,
I jumped up and I went up to be baptized. And my dad tells the story how when I came up out of the water, my eyes were just so red and filled with, I don't know what they saw, but it was something that made them also want to come and be baptized. So that is what I recall,
wow,
about accepting Jesus as my Lord and Savior.
That's amazing. That is awesome. Somewhere in the scripture it does says, and a little child shall lead them. So I guess you,
yes, it does,
were a living example of that as well. That's an amazing story. I guess you could say, like man of God Ron Walls in that first song that opened this Fire Gospel Experience, ain't nobody like Jesus. Amen.
Ain't nobody like Jesus. And, you know, it's something that he's proven to me over and over again. He is my source. Mm. He is my everything. And I just lean and depend on Jesus. I know no other way. That's how I was raised.
Mm.
I don't know any other way. And, you know, it's something that a lot of people don't understand, because
they don't.
They've been raised a certain way, and they see you, and, you know, it's like the Bible says, we're in the world, but we're not of the world. There's a difference about you. And, you know, they can't put their finger on it. Some people, it makes them uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But, you know, and others, you know, they can see you and appreciate the gift that God has in you. But, you know, it's just, I know no other way. I just have to be me, and I'm going to always put him first.
That, amen, amen. It's some things that just come to my mind. I told you this was going to be a free-flowing conversation. You are so correct when you say some people, if not many or most people, really, really don't understand our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Some people think we're just following a religion. Some people think we're just following the church structure. But what they fail to realize is that it is a just as real relationship as it would be on somebody here on this planet Earth. We talk to him. He talks back to us, not in the same ways, not in the same physical ways that like you and I relate to each other now. God has a way of speaking to our mind. God has a way of speaking to our spirit. God has a way of speaking to our hearts from a lot of different resources. He'll even have a conversation in us when we're dead in our sleep. Some people call them dreams. Some people call them visions. But can you recall the time when you felt your hunger and desire to know God more? Because that's what we're talking about on this Fire Gospel Experience. Know that you know that you know. Can you share with us, Lady Trina, when you just felt that hunger and that thirst? You know, they say that real now. He thirsty. But the Bible even talks about, as the deer panteth after the water brook, the psalmist King David said, so my heart yearns after you. Can you recall that time when you just sensed your desire to know God was growing?
I just, like I said before, I just remember, you know, just growing up in the church, and not just the church, but a church that actually, like I talk about, you know, in my book, we followed a tent revival. We were those Christians that we had all night prayer. We at the church, mm-hmm. you know, and, and we got up and we did that. So Christ has always been a part of my life. But, you know, I feel like when I really wanted to know him better and know him for myself is when I kind of went through my breast cancer diagnosis. And, I you know, I got to admit, I didn't really understand why I was going through it. And I just felt like, and I'll be honest with you, I even felt, you know, I was angry. I mean, and I have to say, I was angry with God, as wrong as it was. I was angry, and I didn't understand. So, you know, that's when I said to myself, look, I got to get in here. I got to get to know the Lord for myself. I got to find out what this is, what I'm going through, why I'm going through it, and allow him to, you know, to pull me through it. And so that is when I really, you know, started to seek God for myself and wanted to know him better and get an understanding about, you know, my purpose and why I'm really here.
Yeah. You know, when we're going through trials, whatever they may be, relationship trials, money trials, health issues, health trials, it's like the whole world is just spinning around. And it's so much, like you say, confusion and uncertainty, and where is God, and I thought God is going to be a deliverer. But you said there were some lessons that you had to learn. So can you share the rich knowledge that came from what you went through? And share with us, if you don't mind, the timeline on when all these events happened so that we can appreciate how much time in recovery God has restored you from.
Okay. I say the beginning of my trial began in 2016. That is when, probably 15, 16, that is when my dad was diagnosed with prostate cancer.
Okay.
So then at the end of 2016, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. Went through everything. I went through my surgeries and everything, and came in 2017 is when I had my last surgery. But, you know, I think what I learned through it all and what I feel like God was teaching me was patience. And, I must say, patience is it's definitely a virtue, because through it you learn so many things. It's difficult to just even, when you fathom the word and when you study it and you find out what the word patience comes from. Patience comes from a Latin word that means to suffer. And so, and of course, God doesn't want any of us to suffer, but he does say those who suffer with me will also reign with me. But it teaches you patience. I learned patience. And because, you know, we live in such a, what I call a Jiffy Pop world. We want what we want right then, just like Jiffy Popcorn. We want it right then. If we don't get it right then, we got an attitude. But I learned patience, and if you're going to have patience, that means you got to have some discipline. And, that means I got to deny myself some stuff sometimes. You know, I'm going to hurt sometimes. But it took me writing through my pain and, you know, reliving the circumstances that I was going through. And, you know, I don't know if I've ever told you, but, yeah, my dad ended up passing from the prostate cancer. So, and he was a pastor. So, you know, there was some understanding there. You know, God, he says that we'll have tests and trials. He says, but I believe I've overcome the world. So when I look at that and I see he's overcome, that means I'm an overcomer. That means whatever he's going to take me through, I am going to overcome if I have patience. Mm. If I can wait, if I can endure, whatever it is, I'm going to get through if I hold on to God and I have patience. So, you know, that is something that I learned with writing the book. With writing the book, I couldn't hardly, like I said, that was 17. This is 2021. I'm just finishing the book. I just finished it a few months ago. And that's because it did hurt. Every time I started writing, those same feelings would surface. And I would end up pushing the book away. I can't do this. I'm just not going to do it. I'm not going to relive it again. You know, it hurts that bad. I'm not going to relive it.
Yeah.
But then a few weeks later, I would come through myself and I'd be like, God told me to do this. So I've got to get it done. This is, you know, this is his project. This isn't for me. This is for, you know, somebody else. I got to get it finished. And so that's what I learned, patience, just patience. It was a process, but I learned patience and discipline through it.
Amen, amen. So listen, people, listen to this broadcast. That's a word that you want to write down, that you want to remember. Put it in big capital letters, because patience is a virtue. What it does is it helps us lessen who we are in our carnal flesh mind. I'm going to say the old man, old woman that we used to be. And it helps us transition into the more spiritual-minded person that we are becoming. Because what that does is it magnifies and expands our faith walk. Because I don't see it now, but guess what? I'm going to continue to trust God for this. I am going to believe God. That means I'm going to wait on God. And that don't mean I'm going to wait like I'm sitting like a bump on a log. Come on, Sister Trina. That means I'm going to wait
now.
With a great expectation. I'm going to wait with joy. I'm not going to be frowning. I'm not going to be grouchy. See, these is the reasons why we have to have the fruit of the Spirit, because we will be tested. We will be tried.
Yes.
And it's going to come in many different forms that's unexpected. I was born here, Lady Trina, but they took me to Detroit when I was 6 years old. Stayed there for 40 years. I came back in 07. And my mother passed away because of ovarian cancer. So I came back 2 years just in time to give her all the comfort that I could while she was about to leave here. And she knew it. And when we went to JRMC, I wasn't there the moment that she left. But I'll never forget this, Lady Trina. When I looked at her deceased body laying in the bed, she had a dry tear coming out the corner of her eye, because I think she knew she was leaving, and I'm sure she probably didn't want to. But the Bible tells us that it's better to be with the Lord as much as we love those people down here. And, you know, I lost my oldest daughter. She was 35 years old. She passed June the 16th. And I know what you're saying about when loved ones leave us. But we have to focus on the bigger picture. Yes, we love them. Yes, we miss them. They're in a better place. And I've said this before, and I'm going to continue to say this. Love who you can, while you can, as much as you can, because we don't know how long we're going to be here. Now, you've already started discussing your book, Lady Trina. Why don't you go ahead and give us the title of that book?
The title of the book is Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. And it has that title, but to me, it's so much more. Like I said, it gives you a glimpse of my background, where I come from, how I got to the point of faith where I'm at, and, you know, how I was taught to use that faith. So that's what it's about. It's so much more than just my breast cancer testament. But, of course, the breast cancer part in it, it also gives anyone that may be have received the diagnosis or may be going through. It gives you a glimpse of what that looks like, what that looked like for me, the process that I went through, the surgeries that I went through, the procedures, and, you know, it just gives a real glimpse of life, of how it can be, and like I said, how you can get through it by holding on to the promises of God.
That's right. Amen. Listen, you said something that is so true and so real, and I appreciate your honesty and transparency. You said that you got angry with God. I've gotten angry with God. And then I know a lot of traditional saved folks probably fell over when you said that. But I know it. God is not, he's not bothered by our little feeble human emotions. It's okay
right. If
we get upset with God. And I mean, because God wants us to reveal our heart. He didn't say necessarily all of the good portions of who we are. God already knows what's in our heart. He just wants us to be open and transparent with him. And then, you know, that saying where it said, if you can't deal with me at my best, you can't afford me. Deal with me at my worst, you can't afford me at my best. God is saying, I want you good, bad, and everything in between, because he's going to make the thing right. He's going to fix it. So tell us about what it took and that process from you being angry with God to you getting over the anger with God. How did that transition take place? What did God do in your spirit that took you from being angry with God to you being happy that God is God?
You know, I think you said something so profound. The saved folks probably had a fit when I said I got angry with God. But, you know, it's not really the saved folks that I'm worried about.
That's right.
It's God, because whether I reveal it to you or not, God knows my heart. He already knows the anger is there. But, you know, he's patient and he's kind and he's understanding. And he was going to bring me to a place where I could understand what he was doing. You know, so many times, you know, we have faith to believe for other people's healing. We believe and we pray for them and we pray with them. You're going to be healed. But what God was getting me to see and was getting me to, what are you going to do when I lay it at your door? When I lay this at your feet, are you going to curl up in a ball and not, you know, just there? Or what are you going to do? Are you going to stand in my word? The promises that I've given you, that by my stripes you're already healed, are you going to stand?
Yeah.
Or are you going to, you know, shy away from the challenge that I'm bringing you to? And so that's when it went for me from, that's what, and I tell people, I said, it's kind of like God had to shake me and say, daughter, I'm not doing this to hurt you. I'm doing this to bring you to a place where you can walk in that purpose. Your dad has fulfilled what I called him to do. Now I need you to step up and walk in your purpose. And so that's where it went for me, from being angry to God opening my eyes to see, I'm taking you to a place. Walk with me. Take my hand. Just take my hand. Hold on to me. I'm going to see you through it. Just hold on to my promises. So that's kind of where it went from anger to, yes, Lord, I'm your obedient servant. But your servants in the latter days, in the older days, could go through it. And you saw them through. Yeah. You saw Job through what he went through. You saw Joseph through what he went through. If I can hold on, you that same God. If I can hold on, you're going to see me through this. You've already told me by your stripes I'm healed.
Come on.
So I'm going to stand steadfast and remind you of the promises that you've given me. And that's what I had to do. I had to pull myself up by the bootstraps and stand strong.
Well, you say you had to pull your big girl britches on up and then just
that's
get up
it.
In there in your faith closet and then just trust
that's
God.
It.
I hear you. Amen. Listen, I can recall the times when I was very, very angry with God, you know, over some failed relationships, and God, why didn't you tell me, and why didn't you let me know, why didn't you give me some warning? And one thing that I learned a long time ago, it took me some years before I heard Holy Spirit God say this. He said that God is not obligated to get you out of every mess that you get yourself
into.
And the thing that I heard God speaking to my spirit right now while you were talking, I learned to stop being angry it helped me because I didn't quit God. I mean, there have been times,
right,
lady trainer, that I've been so upset. I said, that's okay, God. Don't worry about it. And then I backslid in my faith because I thought, because God was not answering my prayers the way that I thought he should, that he was not hearing my prayers for some reason, that I was being disqualified as a Christian, as a believer. I'm saying that so that we can clearly hear the tricks of the devil. If we cut ties with God, if we walk away from God, we're going to get so many mixed, disturbing messages that are not true about God that we'll lose sight of God. So I said that God is not bothered by us getting angry with him as long as we don't quit God. God, he knows that the reason that he's not bothered by us being angry with him is because he said they don't understand. They don't understand.
Right.
But if they walk in faith and continue to trust in me, then they will love me more. Because I'm trying to tell you right now, Lady Trina, my relationship with God is more intimate and more concrete, more committed after the trials came. Because God didn't give up on me like the devil lied to me.
Yes. Yes.
So I learned.
Because you have to say, God, I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to give up on me. But guess what? More than anything, I'm not going to give up on you. Because you see
Lord,
beyond
Jesus.
What I can see. You see
Thank
me.
You.
You see me at my worst, and you still love me. So I know when you
Woo!
Say,
you
I'll
go.
Never leave
That's
you
it.
Nor forsake you. I'll never
That's
leave
right
you nor
there.
Forsake you. Like whoever else did, I'm going to still be
mm-hmm.
here. And so, you know, you can't help but hold on to God because he's promising that he's working everything out for your good.
Hallelujah.
He said, I'm going to work everything
Amen.
Out for your good. You can't see it now. You can't see around that bend around the corner. You can just see what's manifesting right now. But if you'll pray and seek me, I'll give you eyes to see beyond what you can see right now.
Come
you'll
on.
Have faith to believe. For that you
Amen.
Can't see.
Amen.
Okay? And that's what I had to hold on to.
Amen. Amen. I've been the prodigal son. I did
yes.
everything. You know, the rich young ruler who claimed that he was doing everything right? I was like,
yes,
Lord, I'm
yes.
doing the best I can. I'm doing everything right. How come you're not answering my prayer? Basically, trying to take the control from God and thinking that I know what's best. And like you said, that is so true and so powerful. Listen, please don't miss that part. God did not throw us away in spite of our waywardness, in spite of our incorrect thinking, in spite of our bad behavior and bad actions. God said, you know what? My mercy and my grace is going to extend further than their waywardness. Amen. So I give
wow.
praise to God and glorify him more now than I have ever done before. So tell us about breathing, because, you know, there is a word in the Bible, I believe it's nephesh, that God breathed life into man. And what I'm hearing you say also, and help me now, because you had to stop and breathe in the things of God and not worry about what the things of the world and what the doctors was telling you and maybe some doubt and uncertainty in your mind. So what I'm hearing spiritually is that breathe was not just the normal in and out breathing that we do for our own intake, oxygen intake, but I'm hearing a spiritual breathing process going on. Am I close to being right about that?
You are correct. That's exactly what I had to do. You know, I had T-shirts made that reference that. And they say, just breathe and walk by faith. And it references
yes,
2
yes.
Corinthians 5 and 7. For it says, for we walk by faith, not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
So regardless mm-hmm. of, you know, and there's a part in the book where I tell about that, laying on the operating table and having the doctors and the nurses speak and think they're speaking over my head, but I'm understanding everything they're saying, and they're saying
come on.
What they see has manifested. But, you know, I start recalling to my mind, God, that's not what you told me. And I say in the book,
come on.
I don't know if I was saying it out loud or if I was saying it in the spirit, but I just remember the tears
mm-hmm.
rolling and the nurse starts wiping the tears. And I'm saying, Lord, that's
yeah.
not what you told me. I'm standing on your word, what you told me. I don't care what they're saying right now. I don't care what they're seeing right now. It is not so, because the word has been spoken that it's not going to be what they think it is. And so, you know, I just, my God, you know, it just makes me relive it again, and it makes me, you know, see all over again how good God is. Because, you know, God says in his word, be confident. Be confident. And that's what I believe. When we go through tests and trials, God is saying, I have a confidence in you that you're not going to stray from my word. You're going to hold steadfast, and you're going to seek me, and you're going to know that I'm taking you higher. Everything that I take you through is to grow you. Mm. I'm preparing you for that next season in life. And so that is what I use my trial. That's what the Lord is doing. That's what he showed me he's doing. And he's taking me higher in every sense, even with the book.
I believe it.
You know, getting his word out. That is what he was using me to do. And I will continue to do it until he doesn't allow me to do it anymore.
I believe that. Let me ask you one question, because I'm wondering, is my spiritual vision and eyesight correct? When you were writing this book, were there tears falling on the pages?
Yes, when I say that is literally what was happening. And I tell you how I come about the book, Brother Ron. Writing a book was never on my bucket list. Not something that I ever wanted to do. Although, you know, I had everything that I needed. I write well, I speak well. Writing a book never even crossed my mind. But when I was going through, when I was coming to the end, I had went to my mom. She had brought me up there for recovery. And I was, you know, just laying there one night, you go kind of meditating and thanking God. And I was saying, you have done this thing, Lord. And I want to tell everybody. And I was thinking in terms of just speaking engagements. You know, how would I go and speak to a mass of people? And I heard the Spirit say, put it in a book. And, you know, that's how I know it was the Lord, because I never desired to write a book. And so I think I began at that time. And I started writing. Well, when I got back home, again, I would start writing. But when I would get to some points, I would be in tears. I mean, literally in tears. And I would just close it, and I would put it away, put it on the shelf. Mm. And about a month later, I would get it out again. And I would maybe write, you know, a few more pages. And it would happen again. I put it away until one Sunday I went to church, and my pastor preached a message. And I was kind of still going through, Brother Ron. It seemed like you just said, I know I'm trying to do everything according to the word and do right and live right and treat people right. But something still's not adding up. It's still off. My life is still off. So that Sunday, the pastor preached a message that said, he said, if things are not going right in your life and you know you're living according to the word, go back and check the last thing the Lord told you to do. Did you do it?
That's beautiful. Yeah, that's beautiful.
When I thought back, I said, the Lord told me to write this book 2 years ago. I'm still not finished writing this book.
Amen.
Once
you got some more
books in you. I committed myself to writing that book, things started falling in line. It did. It really did.
Amen. Amen. I don't think you're through writing books. I think there's going to be more books to come. I know that you attend full council. Shout out to the pastor. Come on. Tell us who your pastor is over here in full council.
Definitely a shout out to my pastor, Vincent Johnson, at Full Council Pine Bluff. And again,
amen.
I definitely got to give a shout out to my mother, who's the pastor of New Testament House of Prayer in Batesville, Arkansas. So definitely shout out to my family and friends and church families in both places.
Amen. We'll never want to leave our people out, because, you know, they were the ones that was holding us up in our most difficult time. They are the ones that God used to bring us back to life, to support us and to be there for us. And I'm just proud of the work that you're doing. And what I hear you saying, through all of your trials, Lady Trina, is whose report are you going to believe? Yes, the doctors know what they know. Yes, the nurses know what they know. But guess what? God knows the beginning, the middle, and the end. You're tuned in to Fire Gospel Experience. My special guest, woman of God, Trina R. Ford, is here, telling us some real talk about relationships with God when we're going through. You better know that you know that you know. Here's man of God, Trayvon Perry, and team DP, because I promise you, when you know that you know that you know, everything is going to be all right, all right.
Come on. Let's go. I got a feeling everything's going to be all right.
I got a feeling that everything's going to be all right.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
No need to worry, and there's no need for me to cry.
He promised in his word he will take care of me.
He promised in his word that he will take care of me.
So I'm going to stand still to see his glory in me.
So I'm going to stand still and see his glory in me.
In a pandemic age, dealing with the ramifications of social injustice all across this globe, I yet still choose to believe that things will work out just fine. Woo.
All right.
It's working
all right.
Together
all right.
For the good
all right.
Of him
all right.
Who love God.
All right.
To worry no more. Come on, y'all. Don't give up the fight. You don't have to worry no more. You don't have to worry. It's all right.
You are listening to Fire, the gospel explosion where the praises are going up and the worries are going away. Playing for you the best and the newest gospel music on the planet and the most inspiring encouragement under God's heaven. Keep tuning in and bless your family, your friends, and your coworkers by telling them about Fire.
Yes, Lord Jesus. Everything is going to be all right. Thank you, man of God, Trayvon Perry and Team DP. All right, all right, all right. All we have to do is just keep believing and trusting in the Lord. We are discussing for our spiritual uplift from the book of John, the 14th chapter, 7th verse, where it says, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Woman of God, I would dare say, and I believe I've heard you already say, that your knowledge of God, your appreciation of God has grown more and more. Is there an encouraging word that you would like to share? Anybody right now that may have some sort of health concern, health condition, have an upcoming operation, and they, like Thomas, may not be so sure, and the Lord Jesus will have to tell them, I know that you don't understand, but I am right there with you. Is there a word that you'd like to share with anybody out there that may be struggling with the same situation, circumstances that you did?
I would tell anybody that's going through a diagnosis or going through anything. I just love where the Bible says to build yourself up on your most holy faith, meaning grow in the knowledge of who God is, what his word says, and how it pertains to you in your everyday life. Know what those promises are that God gave to you. God likes it when we go to him in prayer and we can recall to him the promises that he gave us that say that by his stripes that we're healed, that with long life he's going to satisfy us. He likes it when we can recall to him those promises. And that's what I would say. And you got to know how you inherited those promises that he's given us. Just continue in prayer, knowing that God is going to work everything out for your good. Hold on to him. Stand on your faith. If you don't do anything else, hold on to your faith in God. Because surely, if we're loyal to him, he is going to be faithful to you. He, like his word says, he's never going to leave you. Never will he forsake you.
Amen. Amen. That's powerful encouragement. And I'm going to receive that into my heart, my mind, and my spirit. And I'm going to highly suggest and recommend that you listeners hear what woman of God, Trina R. Ford, has just shared with us. Hold on to your faith. God gave it to us so that we will have an anchor whatever seasons of life may come our way. We will be rooted and grounded in our faith. Like Trina has already stated, some people are going to misunderstand you. Some people may slight you if they get a chance. Some people may ridicule you, talk about you openly, talk about you behind your back, even try to sabotage you. I got people on my job that don't like me just because I won't stay in their little hugged up circles and allow the profanity and the lewd conversations to make me laugh and giggle. Well, I'm not entertained by those things. Those things that I used to participate in, when we come into the knowledge of God, when we know that we know God is for us, we don't desire those things that we used to do that we know do not please God. Woman of God, you have been such an encouragement for us today. I'm going to invite you to continue to share with us Word of Inspirations. You can come back live or you can record it on your cell phone and email it to me and I'll put it in my library. And so that you can continue your work of inspiration and encouragement, I want to open up this platform for you to continue to do that. I want you to think I just had you to come by here just for now. No, I would like for this to continue as long as you would like to be an encourager for this Fire Gospel Experience platform. You are certainly invited to do so. Is there a contact number in case one of the listeners out here has some sort of authority to invite you to maybe an event that they may have locally here in Pine Bluff, Little Rock, surrounding area, Texas, Louisiana, Oklahoma? You know, we right here on all these border states. Somebody may want you to do some traveling and be a part of what they're doing. How can they get in touch with you?
Well, you can, of course, reach me by phone at 870-329-3556, by email, of course, at TREFORD91@gmail.com, or of course on social media at Author Trina Ford or just Trina Ford.
Amen. And where can my listeners get a copy of your book? And are you making it available for autographed copies?
I am. The book is Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can find it on Amazon.com. If you wish to have an autographed copy, go to my Author Trina Ford Facebook page. You can order it there, and that way I can sign it, and then I can ship it to you. Okay, so Amazon.com, or you can also find it on author Trina Ford's Facebook page.
Amen. And speaking of your book, I know you have an upcoming book promotion right here in Pine Bluff at our brand new main library.
Yes, we do. We have a promotion coming up in accordance with Breast Cancer Awareness Month. On October 9th, we will be at the Pine Bluff Library right here in Jefferson County, the brand new, gorgeous library. So I would love it if you would all come out and meet and greet me there.
Amen. Again, that date is going to be when? October what?
October 9th. October 9th.
All right, Pine Bluff, you've been put on notice. Mark your calendar. October 9th, at what time?
Oh, gosh. Ooh, I'm not even sure what time, but we will have flyers out, and I will have it posted, of course, on my Facebook page, and we will get the information out to you. I may have to give it to you, Brother Ron, so we can do something there.
Absolutely. Let me know, and I will pass that information on. I'm sure between now and then, you may be back to just give us word of inspiration, and then you can give us all the correct updated information about your next big book promotion for Just Breathe right here in Pine Bluff, Arkansas, October the, you said, 9th?
9th, uh-huh.
And then we'll get that time straight because we want everybody to come out. We'll get that information to you. Woman of God, Trina R. Ford, thank you so much for joining us. I just want y'all to know something now. She's not going to tell it, so I have to tell it. That's what we radio hosts do. This young lady is in the Hall of Fame for Arkansas. Tell her why. Tell us why, Lady Trina.
I am in the Hall of Fame at my high school, Cave City High School, Cave City, Arkansas. I have to give them a shout out. And I'm also in the Hall of Fame at Lyon College in Batesville, Arkansas, both for the sport of basketball. I was an avid basketball player and leader.
Amen. Amen. So what you said is you was a gym rat. I bump into it every now and then at Planet Fitness. I just want y'all to know that God is a healer and he is a restorer. When I bumped into her, I didn't fully remember who she was. You know, when you meet people on Facebook and then meet them in real life, it's like two different people. You're not sure. But
yes.
She was getting it, man. And I was like, wait a minute. Are you some sort of aerobic instructor or something like that? She said, no, I'm just blessed by God. And I just want you to know you are blessed by God. You are inspiration. Keep doing what you're doing. We're going to keep working out because, you know, we still gym rats at heart. I played basketball, football, and ran track in high school. So I just believe that physical fitness is a gift from God. God blesses us, listeners, but it's our responsibility to take care of the blessing. Do we even pray, God, show me how to take care of the blessing? Because guess what? That blessing that God gave you may not just be intended for you. He may be just allowing you to benefit from it. You take care of it so that you can pass it on to somebody else.
Amen.
Woman of God, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Look forward to you coming back whenever you're ready. Whenever you have that burning, whenever you have that desire to get it out, all you got to do is get in touch with me and I'll help you get it out right here on this Fire Gospel Experience. Amen. How's that sound?
Amen. Thank you so much, Brother.
Amen.
Thank you for the encouragement, and thank you for all you do.
I appreciate you. My prayer for you, woman of God, is that God will keep you, cover you, bless you, and bless you so much that if you try to press it down, shake it together, guess what's going to happen? It's still going to be running over in your bosom. You're going to have to find somebody
overflowing.
Else. You're going to have to find somebody else to say, child, I can't keep all these blessings. Here. You will be handing them out like Santa Claus, even though we know it's all about Jesus. It ain't never about Santa Claus. Thank you, woman of God.
So be it
unto
me.
Amen. Woman of God, Trina R. Ford was right here sharing awesome testimony and real life blessings from God our Father, the Lord Jesus our Savior, and Holy Spirit God. Amen. Thank you, woman of God. See, that's what we do here on this Fire Gospel Experience. We find you anointed, blessed people of God, and we ask y'all to come in and share what good things God has done in your life. That's what we want to hear so that we can be encouraged. Because I already told y'all, begin the broadcast, God is not a respected person. If he did it for one, guess what? He can't wait to do it for somebody else. He just wants us to get that understanding. He wants us to know him better. Here's something that Holy Spirit God revealed to me. Y'all going to really love this. One of the main reasons, and there are several, but one of the main reasons that God is giving us eternal life, yes, that's our faith reward for being a staunch, steadfast, uncompromising believer, firm believer, born again, blood, one, sanctified vessel of God. Amen. But you know what? When we know that we know that we know, that's not even going to scratch the surface of knowing who God is. So God's going to say, you know what? I'm going to help y'all out. For y'all to really, really, really get to know me, it's going to take eternity. And that means forever and ever and ever. So y'all get it, right? That means the more we learn about God, even in eternity, there's still going to be more where we're going to have to sit down with paper, pen, laptop, and all of those other things so that we can take notes and keep learning for God for the rest of all existence, which means beyond time. Thank you, woman of God, Trina Ford. We're about to get our sanctified praise on right here on this fire gospel experience. So y'all just keep it right there because we about to heat this bad boy fire gospel experience up a whole nother level. Hallelujah!
Hello, I am teacher, author, born-again believer, woman of God, Trina R. Ford. I am grateful to God Almighty who has called me to celebrate who He is in the highest. If you're in search of someone to speak life, love, and spiritual healing at your conference, seminar, or fellowship, you can contact me by phone at area code 870-329-3556 or by email at treford91@gmail.com. And if you're looking for great spiritual insight, inspiration, and uplift, I encourage you to read my newly released book, Just Breathe, The Testament of a Breast Cancer Survivor. You can order my book at Amazon.com, or for an autographed copy, you can order on Facebook, author Trina Ford, or contact me directly. And you are listening to Fire, the Gospel Experience, where the music is moving, unrestrained, and of biblical inspiration. Be a blessing to family and friends, and let the light of Jesus Christ shine bright as you encourage them to keep their radio tuned to Fire, the kingdom-building gospel experience.
Like a rushing mighty wind, we need your glory. wherever you need me to go, whatever you want me to do, just call my name. It ain't no thing.
Free. I thank you, Lord, that you called me. Ain't no shame in my game. It's all about that kingdom thing. Lord, you opened my eyes. You gave me sight. I'm running hard to that kingdom light. You sent me, Lord. I said I'll go. Let's gather the truth and start saving souls. I rep Christ. He saved my life. I worship him every day of my life. We preach the kingdom. We preach Christ. He died on the cross. Made the sacrifice. Ain't no stressing. I'm refreshing. Praising God. Counting all my blessings. I need you, Lord. It ain't no thing. I come running to you. Calling your name.
You can, that's why I'm coming to you. Lord, clean me out and make me over like I'm something that's new. I need for you to be my strength indeed. I believe I can have everything that's meant for me. I won't stop chasing my dreams, cause I can do anything through Christ who strengthens me. Lord, just have patience with me.
When I was blind, thanks for cleaning this heart of mine. Grace and mercy, Lord, you've been so kind. I'm running by faith, not by sight. Giving all I got in the kingdom of Christ. I'm a child of Christ, doing my thing. I'm Romans 1:16, none is shame. I got the favor of Christ on my life. He's opened doors, turned on that light. He's Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Jireh, my provider. Always the same, he'll never change. He's my sunshine through the storm and rain. God got it, it ain't no thing. I come running to you, calling your name.
With your eyes closed, I see you nodding your head. Tyree Thomas got you in that good gospel flow running to you. We be running all over the place trying to figure stuff out. Don't y'all know that while we trying to worry and work that thing out. God already got it worked out. Amen. That's why he said, my peace I give you. I leave you with my peace. When he said that, he's saying, you need to know that you know that you know I've got you covered. So come run to me. Don't be running to them neighbors, because all they're going to do is just talk about you and spread your stuff all over town. Go run into Jesus. Thank you, man of God, Tyree Thomas. And before man of God, Tyree Thomas, run into you, I'm still grooving to that gospel flow. Uh-huh. Nicole Wright took us to the throne of grace with Holy Spirit into end. This is the segment of fire, 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 the gospel experience. Well, I invite you, talented, anointed, encourages with that gift and word of inspiration to come on to this fire gospel experience and put some gospel heat on top of this thing. Amen. And this woman of God is coming to share with us. She is Chief Executive Officer at End Time Remnant Broadcasting Network. She also is a federal disaster recovery manager and grant specialist. So everybody that's out there that's looking for some paperwork to get some more of that government money, y'all might want to get in touch with her. But it's certainly my pleasure to introduce to some and to present to everyone else the woman of God that is going to break the bread of encouragement, insight, and inspiration. Taryn Jordan is here on Fire, the Gospel Experience, to share word of inspiration. Yes, she is. Amen, woman of God.
Amen, amen.
Gospel experience. Amen, amen. That's right. Come on in here. That's what I'm talking about. How you doing, woman of God?
Praise God. I am doing awesome. I am doing awesome. Thank you so much for allowing me to share on today.
Amen.
And for today's word of inspiration.
Come on.
For today's word of inspiration, I'm going to be discussing with you on faith. As we know in Hebrews 11, verse 1, we know that faith, now faith, is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Now, I almost left
evidence
out that important word, which is now. Now is a representative of the eternal realm of God. This is where faith resides. The word of God tells us that without faith, it is impossible to please God. Also, in Romans chapter 12, verse 3, it reads in the last end of that scripture verse, it says that God himself has dealt each man the measure of faith, not a measure, but the measure. So God has given each human being an infinite tape measure in which we can now stretch it out. That's right. Faith without works is dead. We must then stretch out on faith. Why did God give us and entrust us with a mustard seed measuring tape that we can now stretch out? He knew that we were filled with the capacity because he's placed this gift, this treasure, in earthen vessels, and that his glory might be revealed in and through us. So it's important for you to know your identity in God. It's important for you to know how to access the eternal realm of the kingdom of God, and that is through and by your faith. Faith is what is going to please God. Faith activates the hand of God.
What?
Faith is what's going to bring heaven on the earth. It is a constant in the eternal realm. God would use Jesus as an example. He walked the earth. He was the I Am, the very epitome of the eternal realm, everything that represented God himself. And so God, he said, Christ in us, the hope of glory. So God, in order for him to receive that glory, we must then extend and expand ourselves to now have our faith.
Come on.
And faith may not look right to our natural eye, because the word also tells us that the just shall live by faith and not by sight. And so if you're looking for something to look like it's going to happen, then you got it all wrong. You got it twisted. You must become the I Am. You must allow the I Am to rise up on the inside of you. You must know who you are, your spiritual identity in God. You must access the eternal equipment through and by faith in order for you to bring heaven to the earth. So in order for your circumstance to change, you must already believe that God has already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Praise God. I hope that inspired you on today to continue to operate and stretch out in your faith. God put an an investment on the inside of you. That's right. A golden measure of faith. The measure of faith. Stretch out on it on today. Amen.
Oh, Lord Jesus. You got me happy all over again. Lord, have mercy, Jesus. I had just got my composure back, and there you go, woman of God. Thank you, because I feel lifted. You just blessed me, woman of God. I'm wiping my forehead right now, because, child, I felt like I was in the third row church right now, jumping and praising, because God, his goodness will do it. And when we hear people pronounce God, see, what we fail to realize sometimes is God created everything that was not with the word of his mouth, and it was as he spoke. So there is a spiritual component attached to our speaking, and that is good or bad. So when we talk about the things of God, like you just said, and I'm happy all over again, we bring heaven down to earth. Woman of God, fabulous. I need you to make regular word up sessions with this ministry right here, right now, because you got a word. And see, God sent me to find you so that you can continue to do what you just did, and that's glorify God with your speaking, and then bless us. You moved in my spirit, and I'm not the only one. Thank you so much. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do? You can start from wherever you like, because we're going to cover it all.
Amen. Praise God. Thank you again for allowing me to have this opportunity to share with you and everyone who's listening.
Ooh,
well, wow. Currently, I am the owner of End Time Remnant Broadcasting Network, which is a gospel of a Christian broadcasting network similar to TBN, but it's African-American owned, of course. But we invite all cultures, definitely, who are believers in God and Christ to come in and share their musical talent. We have TV set up through Roku, Fire TV, and all of these different avenues. Now that systems have changed now, everything, you might not be able to have access to a studio because of COVID-19, but I know a God that provides solutions.
God.
And God allows us to bring those solutions to resolve those issues that the world might have. We're still going to keep glorifying and declaring that Jesus is Lord. And so I'm grateful for that. For anybody that does want to partner with me, please reach out to me. You can email me at TerranJordan@endtime.tv. And I'm going to spell my name TerranJordan. JORDAN@endtime-remnant.tv. And if you can't reach me there, you can reach me on 703-672-1861. You can give me a call, leave a message, or you can text me, and I'll follow back up with you. I'm currently working in FEMA as a disaster relief recovery specialist. That's right. God has made us to be the answer. He's the answer-keeping God. So any person that has a disaster, God has allowed me to now recover it all for them. Praise God. I thank God for
Come
that
on,
opportunity as
God.
Well. I am a writer two times. One of my books is How to Make Lemonade, A Christian's Guide to Success, and the other is Confessions of a Holy Chick.
Okay.
I thank God for those two. You can get that on Amazon.com, or you can get it from AuthorHouse.com. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. That is fabulous. That is phenomenal. You are just doing the thing in Jesus. And listen, share with the listeners how we came into each other's life, because we have a mutual friend, a wonderful woman of God in ministry, Dr. Victoria Dunstan. And where did we meet?
Yes, we do. And I'm thankful for Dr. Victoria Dunstan. I praise God for her. We've been knowing each other for several years now. But she began to start a clubhouse. And clubhouse, as everybody knows, everybody can now join in. And we invite you to join in that room. She wrote an amazing book, and I'm so happy to be a part of that as well. But me and Brother Ron, we met on Clubhouse as one of the moderators. So I met Brother Ron through Dr. Victoria. Her book is Truth Outlives the Lie, which I assisted in helping to do some editing for.
Amen. So listen, we are inviting everyone listening to this broadcast, because listen, if you want to get some show enough sanctified fire baptized inspiration, you need to join us every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time for Clubhouse. Truth Lives is the title of that particular clubhouse with Dr. Victoria Dunstan. She's right there. We'll be there at 8 o'clock a.m. We're promoting it because, listen, we're not in competition with anybody on any of this clubhouse. I can recall when the disciples was talking about people over there declaring Jesus because they were on the other side of town. They said, but, you know, yeah, they're sharing the gospel, but shouldn't they be over here with us? Jesus said, man, leave them alone. This ain't no competition. There is room enough for everybody to declare Jesus as Lord. East side, west side, north side, south side. So we're not in competition. All we're doing is inviting you. We want you to get a taste of the flavor of our testimony, of our truth telling, of our life experience, and our Bible knowledge every Saturday morning, 8 a.m., Truth Lives with Dr. Victoria Dunstan. Now, y'all got the invitation. Woman of God, is there anything else that we left out that we need to share with our listeners before I let you go?
Yes. If my husband, Boo, is out there, hey, I'm just playing.
Hey. Hey,
no, I do have a single ministry, praise God, Living Cure Ministries, and you can visit livingcureministries.com where you can invite me to be a speaker. You can just fill out the contact form, and I'll get that, and we can just have a good time in the Lord. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Well, listen, I'm going to have you come back because I will frequently, as of late, bring some of these Facebook Christian group topics to this platform and talk about it because I think some of them are trying to slide toward left field and they don't even see it coming. Just to real quick, this one really threw me for a loop. There was this post that said, the young lady, she posted, she said that it seems like unsaved people have a better success rate on how to stay happy in marriage. Okay, after I got up off the floor, hello, because I fainted, I was like, okay, I'm wondering, where are you getting your resource information from? Because I'm understanding that across the board, 65 to 70% of all marriages are ending up in divorce. And my concern was, if we believe, if church folks, if saved folks start believing that in some instances it's okay for us to see how the world is doing things, we are in jeopardy of dibbling and dabbling and veering off. The Bible says, don't look to the left, don't look to the right. Look straight ahead at God. That we are in danger, Lady Karen, of being seduced into believing that there are other options other than what we have already been taught and are learning in the Word of God. Would you like to speak on that real quick before I let you go?
I sure do. Thank you so much. Let me tell you, you said something very key. You know, men are led away by their own lust. That includes women, too. So by this young lady making that, that was her perception. That was her perception, it seems. And I remember I told you about faith. Faith, you're not supposed to be looking at through the natural eye because the natural man can't understand the things of the spirit. The carnal mind cannot understand the things of the spirit. So she should not be getting her statistics from something that is not of God. So she should be focusing on God and be led as we're the children of God by the Spirit of God. I can't go and say somebody else's grass is greener than mine because I need to make sure I tend it to mine. And I do believe the issue in the church is that we don't speak on the topics of knowing that chivalry is not dead, that there are men that want to do the right thing according to what Scripture says. There's no situationship, booty call, whatever you want to say. And then
call it.
Females learning that we have value. So we can keep that down between our knees because Jesus paid it all, right? You know,
he paid
so
it all.
We can understand our value and we'll know how to carry ourselves. We'll know how to speak. And when we respect ourselves, we teach people how to treat us. And so these the gentlemen, when they know their identity in God, because two people that don't know who they are, it's going to be a hiccup. But if you are firm in who you are in God, your joy is going to come from God. It's not going to come from that other person, your helpmate, or that other person that God connects you. Now, marriage is ministry, not a hookup, because people going in and saying, okay, I'm just my girlfriend, boyfriend, now we're married. No, you need to establish why God, what's the purpose of you uniting with that man or woman? If you have no vision, he said, without that, the people perish. I can go on and on and on, but yeah, sometimes we can have a skewed perception because we're looking at things not from a kingdom mindset. But when you take things to God, God will give you the resolution, the solution. Right? He's the greatest problem solver of them all. So if there is a problem of divorce in the church, we need to sit down and reason with one another and let's get this right. Let's teach the young people what is right and what is wrong. We can't be slipping and dipping and expecting everything to go right when we're trying to look like the world. No, we are a peculiar people. We've been set apart and consecrated for the things of God, and we should walk circumspect up. Amen.
Amen. Let me share this. I told you I'm going to have to bring you back. I'm going to get in touch with you so we can go into a little bit further depth into this conversation and whatever else Holy Spirit God will have us to speak on. But I believe that the issue with folks in the church getting married is that you have people getting married that, first of all, don't fully understand what marriage is. It's a lifelong, mutual, uplifting contract between husband, wife, and God. And then a lot of people don't qualify for marriage. You got single-minded people getting married. So how in the world is that marriage going to last? It's not going to last. Now, this is what I told a young lady, Lady Karen. I'm going to let you go because we can talk about this for another hour, and then I got some more music to play, and I got some other things to do. But this is good. But I explained to the young lady, I said, first of all, God is not going to be letting us seek the approval of people that aren't even saved. He don't care what they doing. If they not saved, anything they doing is irrelevant. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and to lose his soul? And I took her to the Old Testament when God declared, when you go over here to these foreign lands, don't marry them women. So God is not approving of all marriages. God is just approving of a person being saved first, whether you get married or not, and then you can enter into holy matrimony. And then, listen, here's the real kicker. After I have some personal conversations with her, she told me, well, you know, I don't go to organized fellowship church, and I don't pay tithes. So I said, okay, I'm understanding now. Your understanding has been sidetracked with whatever agendas you got going on. So I understood why she was able to believe that the secular world has a better way of doing things than the biblical world, because she's not even in fellowship with the body of Christ. She's thinking it's okay to just get with my friends, and then we have our little prayer circle, and we good. And then, you know, we'll do some good down the road. So anyway, I'm looking forward to you coming back and sharing with us knowledge, wisdom, and inspiration. I thank you so much for joining us. I pray God bless you, keep you, cover you, and lead and guide you into those things that only you have been called and prepared to do. Thank you so much for joining us, Lady Karen Jordan. You blessed us. You blessed us.
Amen. All glory to God. Praise God. God bless you, man of God. Thank you so much.
Woman of God, Karen Jordan, was right here giving us some sanctified word that got us all happy right here on this fire gospel experience. Thank you, Lord, for sharing your wisdom with your people so that we can actually become walking, talking, living Old and New Testaments of your holy word. You tuned in to Fire, the gospel experience. Here we go, y'all. We about to do our thing, taking this gospel to the street. Here's man of God, Aloysius Brown. AB, always be ready, letting us know, let Jesus save you, is the message. Hallelujah.
Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Accept Jesus in your heart as your Savior. Don't let the devil stop you from being saved. Know that Jesus died on the cross for all of your sins. Satan wants to win, but don't let him win. You can depend on the Lord to comfort you through the Holy Ghost, the one that the Lord sent to comfort us. It's here with us. All you gotta do is ask, and you shall receive the blessings from the Lord. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. I asked Jesus to be my savior many years ago. Didn't want to go to hell. Don't seem like that's the place to go. I would rather go to heaven, a more cleaner place. Hell is unclean. I live the righteous way, thanking the Lord seriously for seeing another way than the profanity and violence every single day. Don't play with the Lord's words. You can disobey. I promise you will be punished. The good Lord loves you. Don't ever forget this. The Lord is your Father, and he said through his Son, Jesus is the only way to him. Let Jesus save you. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Let Jesus save you. Don't be no fool. Christian rap.
All things are possible.
Hold on,
because I believe. Praise Him More 24/7 commercial free radio. Right now, you're listening to radio host Ronald E. Jefferson with Fire, the Gospel Experience. Acquiring from the words of the Hawkins Boys featuring Rance Allen, come along and get on board the joyful train for that ultimate gospel experience with Ronald E. and Lady V. Be blessed as well as be a blessing by sharing your experience and our biblical inspiration and gospel music. Again, with Ronald E. Jefferson, host of Fire, the Gospel Experience, and Lady V, hostess of Praise Him More. Playing the best in gospel music, let us return to Ronald E. and Fire, the Gospel Experience. Be blessed.
Listen, I realize that you may be going through and you may not know what to do right now, but just know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. Have I got a witness out there?
Pray.
on mine. Come on, hop in.
And the answer is don't give up. Amen. Just keep putting your trust and commitment in our Heavenly Father. Talking about God Almighty, the Ancient of Days, Yahweh, the great I Am. That means whatever you need, He is. I am the answer. Amen. We are embracing. And before we heard from the group Standard, we heard from Woman of God that I was speaking about with our mutual friend, with Woman of God, Taryn Jordan. Dr. Victoria Dunstan was sharing with us, I believe. So once you get the answer, it's all about believing it. Amen. We are embracing from the Word of God, from the book of John, the 14th chapter and the 7th verse is where we want to put our focus on, where we want to know that we know that we know. And it reads, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth, ye know him and have seen him. Wow. As our Lord Jesus was attempting to console his disciples, knowing the anguish, the grief, confusion, and disheartenment that was soon to come with his own impending sacrifice, sacrificial death on the cross for our sins, our Lord knew that it would take patient layering of revealing and long conversations as they struggled to understand. Their questions aroused several times over the course of Jesus's 3-year ministry. What manner of man is this? And he said unto them, Luke 8:25, where is your faith? And they, being afraid, wondered, saying one to another, what manner of man is this? For he commanded even the wind and the water, and they obey him. Just when the disciples had thought they had seen more than they could ever believe possible, here comes another miracle after miracle after miracles. I'm sure their mouths had to be tired and sore from all their jaws dropping day after day for 3 years with the Lord Jesus, doing these miracles that no man has ever done. No words has no man ever spoke. And we certainly can understand, because had we been there, we would have been just as amazed, if not more, than those 12 disciples, and one of them was a devil. Our Lord Jesus flat out told them, if ye had known me. Ye should have known my Father also. And from henceforth ye know him and have seen him. Our Lord Jesus was always sure to make it known of our Heavenly Father. How crucial the need for us to see how submission is a major factor in our God relationships and how it drives the function of orderliness. That's right, I said orderliness. There is order with God. He does things decently and in order. This is important because our Lord Jesus' earthly ministry was to redeem lost and sinful manhood back to the Father. Jesus came as our advocate who still right now intercedes to the Father on our behalf as our great intercession in heaven. He is the great intercessor of our soul right now in heaven. This is what we must know, how the Godhead functions, and how knowing that we know that we know puts us in proper alignment with the function of God and its accompanying reverence, because we have to reverence God. When the Bible talks about fear, yeah, we're going to shake and shudder because we've never felt or seen anything like God, but it's not a fear for our lives as if we don't know him. It is a reverential emotion of awe and astonishment to our very core. I'm talking about the fiber of our beings. So Philip struggled with all his mental might to try to comprehend our Lord Jesus' words and requested, Lord, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Listen, Philip wanted a quick shortcut answer to his quandary. Philip wanted to see the Father directly, but the Word of God tells us that no man can behold the Father directly. You can't look at God and live. But where there is sight, faith does not apply. This is what we must know that we know that we know. And I'm sure that with a sympathetic look, our Lord simply stated with more dilemma for the floundering disciple Philip, don't you know me, Philip? Even after I have been among you such a long time, anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Don't you believe that I am in the Father and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me who is doing his work. Believe me when I say that I am in the Father and the Father is in me. Or at least believe on the evidence of the works themselves. Beloved, do we fully grasp the notion and great revelation that the Almighty One has chosen his own creations to live in? That's totally mind-blowing and incomprehensible to believe apart from our minds of faith. And I believe this is particularly the greatest miracle ever done by God. Do we truly understand this? Well, we need to know that we know. Verily, verily, I tell you, verse 12, whosoever believes in me will do the works I have been doing, and they will do even greater works than these, because I'm going to the Father. Now, some have what I believe mistakenly come to the conclusion that we will do greater works in magnitude. Jesus fed 5,000. We're going to feed 10,000 plus women and children. I believe that's our kind of human nature, trying to elevate to some spiritual level that are just unattainable. Yet, this somehow explains how we who have no power can do great and mighty things. It's the God, Yahweh, hallelujah, inside of us that does the great miracles and wonderful works that are done. It is never us doing them, and we need to know this. God's plan was to recreate himself, his image. Remember in Genesis when he said, let us make man in our image? Well, he's done that. He's recreated himself, his image, into the very creation that he made. Why? To know him and enjoy him forever and ever and ever. And guess what? We need to know this. And I will do whatsoever you ask in my name, says our Lord Jesus, so that the Father will be glorified in the Son. You may ask me for anything in my name, and I will do it. And knowing this is when we can expect God to do anything that we ask. Because as our knowledge of God grows, our will, desire, compulsion, and motivations to do what God wants increases more and more. And we're going to only be asking for things that eventually is what God wants, because we start wanting what God wants. And we start wanting what God wants for us. Amen. This is what the Bible describes in 1 Corinthians 2 and 16, putting on the mind of Christ. Amen. Goes right there. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless you, Lord. We thank you. We give you high praise. Here's woman of God with new music that she just sent to me, Calandria Gant. We're going to bless his name before we get out of here. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God. Clint again, taking us up out of here, getting our sanctified praise on with Bless His Name. Amen. Goes right there. I want to thank my special guest, woman of God, Trina Ford, for coming in and sharing such powerful, profound words that it just warmed our heart and blessed our soul. You keep doing what you're doing for Jesus, woman of God. God is going to bless you in so many ways. You just going to be astounded. You think you're being blessed now? Keep doing what you're doing. Woman of God, Terrence Jordan, Lord Jesus, you just came in here and just wrecked the place for Jesus. And I'm so grateful for you, women of God, for doing the wonderful works that y'all are doing. Thank you, each and every one of you listeners. You can always go to YouTube, Ron E. Jefferson, and pull up my Fire Gospel Experience archives. You can also go to my Twitter page, Ron E. Jefferson 60, and then share them with a friend. And also, you can go on iHeartRadio, iTunes, Spotify. I'm blessed to have these wonderful Kingdom collaborators, Jerry Royce, live over there at Positive Power 21 Christian Media. Thank you, Natalie Pidgeon, over there at Gospel Songwriters Conference, GSWC Radio, Lavette Gillespie, Praise Him More Media, as well as Pam Jones, the River and Word Gospel Radio Station, and of course, the one and only Stephanie McDonald over there at United Praise. We are getting this message of Jesus all over the world. And then I want to leave you with this final word, but we're talking about changes. Remember, we said you got to know what you know that you know. Well, changes, regardless of how many changes I go through, in and out, hot and cold, if it wasn't for His mercy, God would drop us like a real bad date and then lose our number. God loves us, and His love for us don't never change. Amen. Goes right there. Want to thank each and every one of you beautiful people. So until next time, y'all be blessed in Jesus, because God loves you. Ain't nothing you can do about it. So y'all might as well just go ahead on and love Him with everything that you got. So y'all be blessed in Jesus, because He certainly does love you, and we love you more. Here's Sean K. Sutton. Let you know that, guess what? I think I'm needed now, because now is the time to share the gospel of our Lord Jesus. Come on, Brother Sean K. Sutton. I think I'm needed now. Yes, Lord, me too.
I realized that I counted it all joy when I went through my trials and tribulations, because now I know I'm needed. Thank you, Father.
Yeah.
Long ago as an embryo, I was chose. Roll throw through critical flaws meant to let the world know what I chose and what I live to die for. I slide through the dark night, snatch a couple souls up. No trip when thugs throw their hands up, shooting these tracks up. I'm born and bred to do this until I die the must. I'm rocking beats, kicking up dust. It's like I'm walking on water, because this God I trust. I thrust forth to lift God's steady prayer. This is real, I ain't playing, steady striking for souls, no strain. You just don't understand, I'm preparing my thugs for the other land. With tracks, vocal cords, man, standing as my band. A scan's uncovered, trying to reach my brother. The bell's uncovered, double H for God. I'm coming for you, snatch back what the devil stole from you. I'm coming for you, snatch back what the devil stole from you.
Yeah.
I'm coming for you.
Yeah.
I think I'm needed now.
I think I'm needed now. Now.
I think I'm needed now.
I think I'm needed now. Oh.
Hold tight, hold strong, bones everlasting. I cast my cares up on my brother, man. I'm coming for you. I think I'm needed now. Thinking back on my deadbed laying down. God has His eyes on me. God has His eyes on me. Turns back in the days with guns up. A crazy ass egg, muscles being popped up. A mouth being slapped up.
I heard that.
A spot being trapped up. A squeeze being lapped up. My mindset free now. Repentance, a shock of a cuff, fall through the lust. Now I'm back grinding, and it's God I trust. Now to the altar I go. I think I'm needed.
Come on,
pleading
come
for
on.
The eyes to be open. Wide words being quoted. Through the Spirit God spoke this. Through the Spirit God spoke
come
this.
On, come
I
come
think
on, come
I'm
on.
Needed now. Oh, how good and pleasant it is when brothers dwell together in unity. It's like precious
now.
Oil fall on the head,
now.
Running down on the beard, running down on Aaron's beard, down to his robe.
Yeah.
And it's so precious to be used by God. and knowing it's a better place and a better way to do things. Come on.
Come on, come on.
Oh God, I'm needed. I think I'm needed now. I think I'm needed now. Oh God, I'm needed. I think I'm needed now. I think I'm needed now. Father Lord, I'm needed.
Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on.
I think I'm needed now. I think I'm needed now. Lord God, I'm needed.
Come on.
I think I'm needed now. I think I'm needed now.
Yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
It's another reveal.
We did it again,
y'all know
bro.
How it is. Philosophy. Yep. Doing it once again. Engineering the hottest tracks. That's how we do it. You know.
You know.
Life music.
Yeah. Nice. I appreciate that, homie.